Well, in my area, down in southwest Missouri, it's not a, I don't think it's not something that happens all the time, but it has happened that sinkholes have just appeared, and with more frequency than I would like. You know, these people, in many cases, don't have insurance. And in particularly one case in my hometown, basically the entire house fell in. And if they don't have insurance, they lose everything that they've invested in their house their whole lives. All I'm trying to do is give them an option to buy insurance. Now, there are a few companies in the state of Missouri that do carry it, but you have to look pretty hard to find them. And I would just like the other companies to offer it. I'm not mandating that it has to be part of the policy, but just to offer it. And it's up to the person whether they want to buy it or not. And that's the problem in the past has been, and the problem will be, once there is a crack or a problem with a foundation, who do you get to come out and say whether it's a sinkhole problem or whether it's just concrete cracking, and who pays for that? And that's kind of been the problem all along. I've tried to adjust the bill a little bit this year where maybe the insurance company would pay 50% of that cost, and we've stated who the experts have to be. I think we've got it a little better than what it's been in the past. It's kind of something that's ongoing work, and I think it's better this year than it has been, and hopefully we'll get a hearing and see what we can get done with it. It's important for not a lot of people, but the people that it does happen to is very important to. It's something that could cost them their whole life savings.
You're treating this as the same way you treat flood insurance, for example.
Yes.
Or tornado coverage.
Yes.
Or
yes.
Coverage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's an add-on. If they want it, there would be a fee for it, and they can decide whether they want to add it onto their policy or not.
There aren't that many people who've fallen victims to sinkholes, but those that have are pretty much devastated.
They're devastated when it happens, yes.
Any pushback from insurance companies?
There has been in the past, but mostly the problems that I have stated, that who's going to pay for the expert to find out whether it's actually a sinkhole problem or not. And I get that. I mean, lots of driveways crack. Even foundations can have cracks in them, just concrete just doing what it does. It tends to crack sometimes. Is that actual, is that just cracking? Is it earth movement? Is it settling? Or is it actually a sinkhole problem? And someone has to decide that, and that who's going to pay for that expert to say that. That's always been a stickler.
Why wouldn't this come under an act of God?
Well, it's a good question. To me, I think it should. Again, I think maybe you still have to have that expert to say whether it was an act of God as in a sinkhole, or was it just normal settling that happens sometimes. And if we can get around that issue, I think we have a chance to possibly get this done.
You've been around much longer around southwest Missouri than I have been really following the news down there. It just seems to me that we're hearing more and more sinkhole stories lately.
You know,
are you guys starting to crumble?
Well, southwest Missouri is one of the most karst areas in the country. Lots of limestone, lots of caves, and that's really where the sinkholes down there come from. It's from limestone formations that over hundreds of years water has run down in. The limestone has gone away because of the water, and suddenly there's just a hole there. And no one knows it's there. No one knew it was there when the building was built. And you can, I have seen people test for them. You can test, drill in one place, move over 10, and hit solid rock, move over 10 feet, and there's nothing. So it's very difficult to know. And that's why, to me, it's way more of an act of God. It's not something that you can normally predict very easy.
It's not something a developer could be held liable for if they develop an area that...
I don't think so, in that, again, like, it's just very... Now, if they knew there was a sinkhole there before and filled it in or something, yes. but it's not something that's real easy to detect. So it's as I say, you can drill 10 feet and move over 10 feet from that drilling and hit a sinkhole and never knew it was there.
Is your second year with this bill?
Actually, I think it's my third time. Yep. Mm-hmm.